This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we've considered the first two verses of 1 Peter, we found Peter addressed his readers as God's elect, chosen, and blessed. Let's amplify this some more and get a better understanding of how someone becomes a Christian. Peter explains that an individual becomes one of God's elect by being chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. This is more than mere previous knowledge of what someone is going to do. There is a determinative aspect, as seen in the statement, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit. What the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit does is setting someone or something apart for a holy purpose. Peter amplifies this further by saying that the holy purpose is for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood. In the Old Testament, no one could come into the presence of God without the blood of an innocent animal that was sacrificed for that purpose. When a sinner came to the temple with a lamb to have the priest sacrifice it before God, he was doing this by faith that the sacrifice would atone for his sins. Doing this would be an act of obedience, following the instructions given in God's Word. When we hear the good news of salvation provided for by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and obey it by placing our faith in Jesus and what He has done for us, we will experience the cleansing and forgiveness resulting from the sprinkling of Christ's blood. Salvation is a work of God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. It is provided for us and worked out in us by them. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.